My name is Alex Cole. I'm 16 years old. Today is Thursday, June 7th, and I'm speaking with Sandra K. Farnsworth Cole. She's my mother, and we're recording this interview in Virginia Beach, Virginia. So, so Mom, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I was curious. I was not an outside kid.
Yeah.
So I was made to go outside. So we used to ride bikes and play kickball with the neighbors, walk around, just climb the apple tree. So I think I was kind of like a farm style girl.
Didn't you live on a farm?
We had a ranch. We had my dad built a little square barn and a chicken coop and a pig pen, and he bought 5 acres of land. So there was a big patch on each side of the house that had horses and chickens and cows, and he raised it for food. So we were told not to get attached to the animals because, you know.
Did you ever get attached to any of the animals?
Well, there was this one cow. Her name was Susie, and Dad was attached to her. So she stuck around a long time. It was hard to see her go. But we had any kind of meat we could possibly want, you know, because we had all that stuff. And Dad planted a huge garden. So Mom canned, you know, the fruits, you know, the tomatoes and the beans and all that. So, you know, we had plenty of food.
So would you say it was like a lot of hard labor on a farm? Like, did you work a lot?
Well, it takes a team. It takes everybody to do it. It doesn't just take one person. Everybody's got to take part. You know, everybody had their jobs of what to do with the animals, whether it's to water them, feed them, collect their eggs. And when it come down to the garden, everybody took part of that. So we all had our own row of green beans and, you know, we all had to take part in picking the garden, bringing it out so Mom could can them. So I think it taught us work ethic, you know, working to get the job done.
Right. So, can you tell me about your grandparents and your great-grandparents?
The only grandparent I knew was my grandma on my mother's side, your grandma, Granny. And she was a lot of fun. She liked to sit back and observe. She was Christian. She loved to sing because my mom's side of the family is musical. And she was very passive. And, you know, we used to stay with her here and there, and we used to love going to grandma's because of the food.
So you didn't know any of your great-grandparents?
I met my great-grandparents on my dad's side. And she was about 4 foot. She was really short. And she was fun. She had no tooth in her head. She's just a lot of fun to hang around with. And Grandpa Gaverly, which he was considered my great grandfather, but he wasn't. He wasn't the but great grandma is in a lot of those pictures Aunt Gail sent. And she was a nurse back in she was born in 1900. So, when she died, she was 100 years old when she died.
Oh, wow.
I believe. So, but I got some pictures of her, but she was really neat.
So, do you think your grandparents or your great-grandparents had any significant effect on your life? On how you saw life?
No, because I wasn't around them enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you wish you could have spent more time with them, or was it just you were always busy kind of thing?
It just, it wasn't like that. We didn't go see Grandma but a couple of times, you know, and she just, she lived in Florida in the winter, and then she came down in Michigan in the summer, and we didn't see her very often except for reunions and all of that. So, and then Grandma, great-grandma, you know, we didn't see her. We always seen Dad's side of the family once a year. So that wasn't really close to them. It wasn't like that.
Can you tell me a favorite memory that you have with me?
Of you? I have lots of good memories of you. I think one of my favorite memories, and I know I've told you about it, is me and you were sitting at the table eating pizza. And I had the camcorder going on you. And you always like to dip. Well, I always dipped my pizza in the garlic butter. And you looked at me like you wanted your own. So I gave you your own. And you dipped your pizza in there and you took a bite and you looked at me and goes, mmm. So that was one of my favorites. But I have lots.
Yeah. Would you say, like, do you think when you had kids, you were ready to have kids?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was ready to have kids at the time, yes.
Do you think you were really effective as a mother? Do you think you had skills?
Uh-huh. I felt very natural. I was not nervous. I knew right away what to do. I knew you cry. I was not a nervous mommy. I was very relaxed.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Well, I mean, I've had times in my life where I've had to, you know, stop and start over. And starting over is what's always tough.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you think you're on the right path, sometimes life takes you to the right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or sometimes it takes you to the left. So you kind of got to roll with the punches of life. So I don't think I've got something that's that detrimental in my life to where it's wrecked me, you know? So, no, I really don't have anything.
So, would you think, like, losing your dad or Antoinette, do you think that was a pretty difficult moment? Do you think that was probably...
Well, that, yes. Death is always a difficult moment. That is something you really never... get over.
Mm-hmm.
Death is, grief is not, there's no time limit on grief.
Mm-hmm.
So you just, there's stages of grief and then there's, you'll never forget that. It's a very low point.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
One or two people have been big influences in my life. Cindy, definitely. Cindy been a big influence on me.
Your sister.
Yes. We always vowed when we were kids that we would be living close together.
Mm-hmm.
And when she decided to go to the military, she asked me if I would consider moving wherever she was stationed. So we made a pact that we do that. And when she joined the military, and Virginia was her duty station, permanent station, so she got an apartment and said, I'm ready, and I was 18 when I moved down here, so she got an apartment, it was a two-bedroom, and it was a great time.
So do you think you and Aunt Cindy are closer than you have been with the other siblings?
I think so, because we live 10 minutes away, and, you know, we get along pretty good. You know, we've had our bouts, we've had our cases, but that's what siblings do,
mm-hmm.
So... Yeah, I think I'm very close to her compared to the, you know, ones in Michigan.
So are there ever times you miss Michigan? Like, do you wish you hadn't moved?
I wonder what my life would have been like if I stayed in Michigan. I worked in a shop up there making air conditioning parts for, you know, the Corsica and the Beretta. And I knew I wanted more than just shop life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to see more than just shop life. And I wanted to get out of that small town feel. So when the opportunity knocked to come down there, I went.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
To be more relaxed. Take in more of the moment. Don't be in a hurry. You'll get there.
Do you think you rushed yourself when you were younger?
No, I mean, I enjoyed every bit of my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed every bit of my 30s because it's when I started having kids. I recommend you should really enjoy your 20s before you even think about settling down.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just...
Can you tell me about one or two people that you remember who have been particularly kind to you in your life? If they were here, what would you say to them?
Kind. I'd say Laura. Laura was very kind, sweet. We were two peas in a pod. She understood me, I understood her. You know, I miss her. She's a friend of mine that lived across the street, and I felt like she was my confidant, you know, because everybody needs that friend to talk to about anything, you know. It's different from a sibling, and I miss that from her, so.
So what would you say to her?
To come home and be with me, and let's go have fun, and, you know, but she lives in Oregon, so I would love to see her.
Yeah, she lives on a farm. Do you think you could go back to the farm life? You could move out there?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No. I've been down here for 30 years.
Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most? What is it about them that you miss?
I miss Annette. She was kind. She had ways with her words. She had such sincerity. You know, she meant well. You know, I miss her words of wisdom. She's taught me how to love, you know, and I told her that. And there's times that I just wish I could just reach out and touch her. You know what I mean? Just call her.
Yeah. What are you most grateful for?
My family, my health, you know.
Health.
I couldn't imagine life without you guys. You know, you complete me.
Do you think life would be different if you didn't have us in your life?
Definitely. Definitely. I don't know what kind of direction I'd be in. Just like so I was telling you earlier, you know, I don't know what. I'd always wonder what life would have been if I stayed in Michigan, but I wanted so much more to come down here. I would have been just like that small hometown girl, married, having babies, you know, working in a shop. So, you know, I definitely wanted more and see what's out there than just sticking around, you know.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you've ever did in your life?
What? I don't do nothing dumb. I don't do nothing dumb.
What about when you were in church?
No. We're not going to talk about that.
So what do you think the dumbest thing you've ever done in your life is? How about a mistake you've made that you wish you could take back?
Yeah. I wish there were some things that I could take back, but we can't. So I'd rather not divulge on what it was. But yeah, everybody's got those kind of things where, you know, they make mistakes, but that's how you learn. That's how you learn and correct it and move forward. You don't ponder on it, just you know what you did and don't do it again and just move forward. So. Yeah. You're always going to have mistakes, and you want to take them back, but you can't. It's a learning aspect.
So what do you think the biggest lesson in life that you've learned is?
Definitely manage your money. Manage your money, budget it, and learn to deal with life bumps. Because life is, like I said, it can make you go right, it can make you go left, so... Life's not fair. So you try to live as best as you can live and, you know, be blessed for every day you have.
How has life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were young?
Well, every girl dreams to meet the man of their dreams, you know, and have that house with a white picket fence, you know, and have a perfect life, but relationships aren't perfect. And it takes work from both parties. So what you imagine and what you have in reality is two different things. So it's something you definitely need to work at on both parts. And it takes a village to, you know, to run the team. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It takes all of us here as a family unit to clean and take part in everyday contributions.
So what do you think the number one thing that you're most proud of things that you've established in your life? What do you think the number one thing you're most proud of is?
My kids, you know, and able to provide to you more than what we had, you know, because, of course, we had more than what my parents had and so far, so on and so on, you know. So I'm proud of you boys and able to provide to you, you know, and not have to want, you know, for anything.
That's sweet. What are your hopes and wishes for me and for my children?
I wish you great success, a loving family, loving wife. So you can give me great grandbabies. Give me some grandbabies.
Oh my gosh.
And I want you to succeed. I want you to have more than what I've got. You know, I want you to look at life and enjoy every moment of it. Whether, you know, graduating is a big milestone in your life. And it's milestones like that that you'll always remember. So I want you to just succeed and prosper.
If you knew this was going to be our last conversation, is there anything you've never told me that you want to share with me right now?
No. No. There's nothing. No. No. There's nothing. I'm pretty open with you, so.
Except with the card.
Mm-hmm. No. 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 There's nothing. It says that I haven't told you.
Okay. Sure, there's,
you know everything about me, Alex. I'm an open book.
Mm-hmm. I've got to pry open that book.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about your family many generations from now, and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them? Any wisdom or advice you'd like to share?
Enjoy your moment. You know, don't rush into being an adult and, you know, take in every moment and just, I know things are going to change and evolve, and they have changed and evolved so much since I was a kid. So, you know, now they don't use chalkboards, you know, they use dry erase boards or smart boards, and it's going to go beyond that from this, you know, from generations to come. So kind of afraid what that might be, you know, 20 years from now or 40 years from now, what the world's going to be like. So that's really scary to think about, you know, what this world would be like. And so
is there anything in particular you're afraid of? Like, what technology's going to do for us?
I think maybe eventually there'll be no money. There'll be cards and it'll all be computerized. No one will have cash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that could be wrong. But I think everything's going to be computerized. Everybody's going to have, and they're already starting to do it, a chip,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just like they do to dogs, they could track you. I wouldn't want anybody to chip me or my kids or my future kids. That's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I see that coming, you know, where the chip is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so, less kidnap kids.
Mm-hmm.
They'll know where they are. That's the future I see.
So, was there anything similar back then that Granny was afraid of was going to happen? Anything similar that you saw come to life?
Well, Granny was born in 1944. So, I mean, she's seen Vietnam. You know, she's seen a lot of things in her history. So I think what they were more afraid of then was the Russians and bombs and bomb shelters and stuff like that. They're more afraid of war and invasion then. So, no, I don't really worry about that for here right now in this age. I should be. Your Aunt Cindy might say different, but...
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome, son.